Let's join and welcome in Alex Pavlovich of Bay Area Newspaper Group. And Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
How are you?
I'm good. I just noticed security's increased at the ballpark now. I got wanded on my way in. So, yeah, I guess that's a good thing.
But. Well, very good. All right. Well, you have that look about you. You know, we don't know what, you know.
I do this morning.
Yeah. You got to get one of those shirts. You know, it says, I'm Alex Pavlovich. Leave me alone. Well, this is a big day around the ballpark today. And weather's good coming in. I know I enjoyed walking in today. Do you feel it at all in covering the players? Can you? I don't mean you personally, but can you tell from the players that today maybe is a little bit of an unusual day, or that maybe there's some anticipation today?
Yeah, I think we saw George Contos already tweeted, and Hector Sanchez went right back at him. So I think those guys are excited about today, especially the guys who haven't done this before. Contos, Sanchez, you know, Gregor Blanco, Angel Pagan, I'm sure, will just be out of his mind today.
Yeah.
So it's a fun day for all those guys. And I also get the sense that a lot of people are ready to get those rings, move past this weekend, where we've had 3 days in a row now of celebration. And certainly all of it's been fun, and all of it was well-earned, but at some point, you kind of want to get back to a normal schedule, get back to the night games, and not have ceremonies before games. So today will be great, and great for the fans, great for the new players and for the old players. And then I'm sure tomorrow they'll be happy to kind of kickstart their season for real.
Yeah, Rockies come in tomorrow. I don't want to lose sight of the Cardinals. Come on, this is a well-fought series. I mean, Zito, the 1-0 game on Friday, that game could go either way. I'll get your thoughts about Zito in a second. And then yesterday, you know, Giants come back, and then Cardinals just shut it down, and it's 6-3. What was your take on covering Zito on Friday? And what was sort of interesting, here's the flag raising, the fireboat coming in, and the fans, and there's Zito doing his long toss in left field. I thought that was an amazing concentration.
You know, I thought that showed exactly why he's been able to be kind of the guy that he is the last half year. And it's just really a guy who is exactly the same after tough starts in spring training or after World Series victories. He never changes anymore. He never emotionally changes, never changes what he says to us after games.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like anything's changing in his head during games. Just always has the same plan. And I thought you saw it on Friday. He was a guy who went out there, and there was a lot going on. And every time I looked out, Barry was hard at work, and he really wasn't kind of soaking it all in. And he said, you know what, I'll soak in the posy ceremony. I'll soak in the ring ceremony. But I thought that was a huge key. And the other thing that sticks out for me is we now have about a 15-start sample size here going back to last August.
Yeah.
And I'm big on not overreacting to small sample sizes, so I'm not going to worry about what's happened this week with a Brandon Belt or a Scudero or anybody like that. But with Barry Zito, you're looking at 15 starts now, including the postseason, where he's been very good. And it's kind of like, you know, Barry's just good now. So until we know otherwise, I think he's a good pitcher, and I think he's somebody you can rely on every 5 days.
Matt Cain gets the ball today. Clearly the number one pitcher on this team, but I'll tell you, Bumgarner's not that far behind.
Yeah, it's 1 and 1A right now,
isn't
I think.
It?
And,
yeah.
And you know, a lot of people around baseball going back to last year thought Bumgarner was going to be the one who at some point takes over the staff. And I think you saw the commitment they made to him before last season financially, and the Giants certainly feel the same way. And Madison looks great. He looked great all spring. I do think he learned some lessons at the end of the last year and realized that it's going to be a long season. And around here, you expect to have a long season. So you have to pace yourself and maybe you have to work on your mechanics a little bit more and make sure you don't turn too much as he was last year. And really, he's from the beginning of spring training, he's looked great physically. He's looked great on the mound. And as you know from talking to him, I mean, the guy is a 55-year-old in a young man's body. So
yeah.
He's not going to be too fazed by anything that happens this first week. I really thought to see him do that after what Clayton Kershaw did to the Giants on opening day, it kind of was like, you know what, you guys have your left-hander, but ours might be just as good.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I guess they do things on the board, and I didn't see this yet, but, you know, they ask the players questions, you know, down in the spring training, then they use it during the season. And I guess they asked who would be the best spy. Did you see this?
Yeah, it was Jeremy Affeldt yesterday who nominated Bumgarner because you can't understand what he's saying. That was a pretty good one. I liked it. Madison's pretty big, too, so I think that would work out well.
Affeldt's funny. He really is. All right. I have to pick sort of, we do a segment in the pregame show. It's kind of highlights and lowlights. And for highlights, you sort of want to highlight, maybe the best performance maybe of the week or something like that. And last night on the show, I was talking about it, and, you know, you could go with Pence. Maybe Romo. I mean, you could even take Bumgarner out of there. Or maybe Sandoval. Who do you think had the best first week of this ball club?
you know, probably Dave Rigetti because of how well his starters went. But if you're looking at a player, I think I'd go with Sandoval just because it's pretty incredible that the guy had two at-bats in 2 weeks and really wasn't doing anything. I mean, I kept a close eye on him, and he was doing some conditioning, and he was doing some rehab work, and he was in there with Dave Grescher and his staff. But for the most part, he was not on the field. If you saw him on the field at the end of spring training, he was maybe playing catch for a coach who was hitting balls to infielders. So to step in on opening day against Clayton Kershaw, who, if not the best pitcher in baseball, he's right there with Justin Verlander and have two hits, and then to come back and hit a home run and hit another one yesterday. And he did struggle a bit defensively yesterday, but aside from that, he's been great the first week. I think he just showed again how kind of phenomenally talented he is and how he's just one of those guys who can step in and you can throw it at his neck and he's going to hit it out, even though he hasn't really had many at-bats in the last couple of weeks. And he says his loss is at the plate right now. So
I want to ask you about that. Yeah. That was a comment you guys put in the blog yesterday after the game, talking to Sandoval. I thought that was very interesting.
I was stunned by that, and he usually is
somebody
who...
Go ahead, explain what he said.
He doesn't make waves, and he kind of just said he's swinging through fastballs that he usually hits, and he did swing through a couple yesterday, and I think maybe a lot of that had to do with Shelby Miller, who I thought looked really good, and maybe that had less to do with Sandoval than it did with Miller, but he did admit to us, he said, "You want the truth? I feel lost at the plate right now," and so you kind of look up, and I think he's hitting .278 through the first five games. He has two home runs. He looks fine at the plate, I think for the Giants, that's a very good sign because Pence looks good too, and you know Buster's going to get going at some point. So that's a real 3-4-5 they're throwing at teams now.
Alex Pavlovich with us here on this Sunday morning. Alex, Scudero, I know he's got the bad back. Is it bothering him still? You talked to him. Is it still sort of lingering here hitting-wise?
Yeah, it is, and it's something I noticed at the end of the spring. He all of a sudden kind of had the ice on his back after games again, and you know the guy's 37, so it's going to be something that I think he probably deals with the whole year, and as long as he stays sound mechanically, and he said the other day that he kind of had gotten away from his mechanics because he was trying to make up for the bad back, so as long as he stays sound, I thought, you know, he got a little bit of a break yesterday on that hit, but it was a typical Scudero swing, so I think he looks like he's getting back a little bit, and he's one of those guys that, you know, if you're looking at the lineup and two guys you're wondering about production-wise are Scudero and Buster Posey, you're in pretty good shape because those guys are professional hitters, and they're going to turn around pretty quickly.
Left side of the bullpen, Maharis has struggled a little bit. We know he had the elbow thing, and they rushed him back in there. I know they wanted to get a lot of action and spring out of him. And Javi Lopez still is just not shutting it down, and this goes back to the beginning of spring training.
Yeah, you know, Javi came in, and right away he had some doubt about the World Baseball Classic, which when you look back in retrospect and how his spring went, and certainly there was the fluke injury, but it does seem like from the beginning of spring he realized that maybe he worked too much last year. Maybe he is starting to feel his age a little bit. I'm not sure, but it did seem like he was a little bit more concerned from the beginning of spring than maybe he has let on in the past. And, you know, he's still a guy that as we've said, you wait and see what he does for a month or two because he's done this for so long and he's so good at what he does, getting left-handers out. And we saw it in Los Angeles. He got a huge out with Andre Ethier there. So he still has the ability to do that. I think he's been hit a little bit the last 6 weeks or so and down in Arizona. But he didn't have a normal spring training. He got hit on the hand by a ball during a workout, and I think he was out for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
no, you got playing catch.
I think he's a guy that, you wait and see, and I'm not going to worry too much yet. Again, I mean, with the Giants right now, you're looking at a bunch of guys who have a history of doing this, and really guys who they talk about as being some of the smartest players in baseball is Buster Posey and Scudero and Javi Lopez. You talk about the spy game, he was the winner yesterday because everybody talked about his intelligence. So he'll figure it out, and I think it's just a matter of time for guys like that.
All right. The division is kind of interesting the first week. I mean, Arizona is hitting the ball hard. They had the comeback win against the Cardinals. Corbin pitched well. Miley has pitched well. Ian Kennedy goes today for Arizona against Gallardo. That's pretty good. Dodgers aren't hitting the lick, but pitching-wise, earned run average is .080, I think, something like that. Got the Giants, you know, playing tough ball all week long and some good pitching. And Colorado, all of a sudden, they're hitting the ball well. And other than De La Rosa, they went through the first rotation, and we're going to see Jeff Francis and Nicasio. All of a sudden, Colorado's playing. So take anything at all from the first week?
You know, I take that it's exactly what we thought, that this division can pitch. And when you do that, every night's going to be tough because – as we've seen in baseball, it doesn't matter. We saw it opening night with the Astros. It doesn't really matter what your whole team looks like. A lot of it is about what you're throwing out on the mound that day. And it's going to be tough the whole year, I think, with the Diamondbacks, Dodgers, and Giants, just because all three of them have deep starting pitching. And I think all three of them will have some of the best bullpens in the league when it's all said and done. I watched the Dodgers last night, and they really looked like they're kind of figuring it out with who they want going in the final innings here. And Kershaw, you know, obviously is unbelievable. So I think those three teams look like they're poised for about 6 months of this. And then you talk about the other two, and really, as everybody else says, and I heard Ron Wotus on the way in, the Rockies hit and they know how to play their ballpark. So it's always a difficult trip when you have to go out there, and then Giants will go out there three times. And San Diego is the same way. They pitch and they know how to play their ballpark. Yeah. So it's tough when you go down there. You know you're going to get 2-1 games, 3-2. So I do think the division's much more difficult than people around baseball think. And I'm sure you've heard Brian Sabian say it, that the first goal for this team is always to win the division because they know how hard that is. And once you get in, you kind of you let Bochy make his moves and you let the pitching staff take over and kind of live with the luck of the draw of the postseason. But I think it's going to be a tough division. And I think we've seen the first week that, it's going to take a lot more. I think it's going to be a lot harder to win the division than it would be ultimately to win another title, just because this team's shown they can play well in the postseason. But to me, the division looks very good.
Yeah, small sample size, but it's been an interesting first week of that. Alex, thank you so much. Yeah. You see the lineup yet today?
I have not. I'll check Twitter as you're loading out here.
Yeah, no, we'll get it probably at the break. But Wainwright, right-hander, I assume it's the lineup that we saw yesterday with Blanco in left field and Crawford hitting eighth, I would assume.
Yeah, that seems to be kind of the normal way they're going. And I don't know if it's going to be a platoon the whole year, but right now it's Blanco's job when there's a right-hander, so I think there would be not too many surprises.
All right.
I'll get it for you soon.
All right, we'll follow you on Twitter. Alex Pavlovich, always a pleasure. Alex, thank you for coming in. Enjoy Sunday. All right.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich.